With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Department of Justice will allow members of Congress to review unredacted files on the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a letter to lawmakers, the DOJ said members will have access to the more than 3 million files released by the department. To access the files, lawmakers will need to give the administration 24 hours notice, and they will be able to review the files on computers at the Department of Justice. Only lawmakers, not their staff, will have access to the files. President Trump wants to move on from the issue, but many questions remain about Epstein and his connections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy champion and former publisher Jimmy Lai is sentenced in a Hong Kong security case. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The 78-year-old was convicted in December of conspiring with others to collude with foreign forces to endanger national security and conspiracy to publish seditious articles. The maximum penalty for his conviction was life imprisonment. Six former employees of his Apple Daily newspaper and two activists have received prison terms of between 6 years and 3 months and 10 years. The case has raised concerns about declining press freedom in Hong Kong, and Lai's sentence could heighten Beijing's diplomatic tensions with foreign governments. When asked about whether Lai would appeal, his lawyer Robert Pang said no comment. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A trial focused on whether Meta misrepresented the safety of its platforms when it comes to the dangers of child sexual exploitation is set to start in New Mexico. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 20 points, the Nasdaq rose 207, the S&P advanced 32. This is SRN News. A call for action against China, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. The Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all across the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries such as Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. This is SRN News. The operator of roughly 180 Eddie Bauer stores across the U.S. and Canada has again filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
The bankruptcy filing marks the third time in a little over two decades for the storied but now tired brand. It began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitted the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of newfangled down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War I. Eddie Bauer LLC says it's entered into a restructuring pact with its secured lenders as it made the filing in U.S. bankruptcy court for the District of New Jersey. Rich Thomason reporting.
Cuban aviation officials have warned airlines of a fuel shortage for refueling on that island. This is part of energy rationing as the Trump administration cuts Cuba off from its fuel sources. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.